Getting back to the issue of safety of bevacizumab, but particularly as it relates to patients being treated in the adjuvant setting, what's your take right now where we are about arterial events, and particularly, and I guess we're going to have to see the results of the studies, but how that's going to get sorted out, patients with prior arterial events, older patients?
Yeah, well, you know, we've restricted entry, you know, relative to prior events and prior myocardial infarction and so on and so forth. So hopefully we have a population that's not going to be at increased risk. This trial is being monitored very carefully, and to date, we really haven't seen anything untoward or unexpected.
Now, with this idea that the accrual for the trial is going to be finished soon, amazingly, can you talk about the discussions that are going on about the replacement study?
I think the greatest enthusiasm for replacement for CO8 would be using double antibody, and of course, the candidates would be bevacizumab plus panitumumab, or bevacizumab and cetuximab compared to bevacizumab alone, of course, together with chemotherapy in both arms. And I think by far and away, the greatest degree of enthusiasm would be for a protocol of that nature. And I think given the druthers, what we have heard to date, the preference would be to do bev plus panitumumab, provided we have supporting data from the PACE trial, both as far as efficacy signal as well as a safety signal.
That PACE trial is going to look at either FOLFIRI, FOLFOX, bevacizumab, plus or minus panitumumab.
Right.